9:45 on KKYX. It's a quarter till 10 with a drizzly, foggy 65-degree morning. Sit back, relax. Don't attempt to adjust your radios as the quality at times fades on this particular piece you're going to hear. Dr. Jerry Parsons' daddy, 41 years ago, as he appeared on the Art Linkletter Show in 1950, Herb Parsons.
With another show, and we hope you're going to have a lot of fun, because during the program we're going to have, well, we have some kiddies to talk to, and we have several guests we'll probably meet in the audience. We have a contest. What's that, a goose somewhere? Oh, well, we're going to be meeting a person whose life began after 50 years of age, sort of a come. Is that a goose that got in? Is that the... That's the song of the flying goose. Oh, Herb, it's you. Come on up here. Herb Parsons, a national duck calling champion. Come on up here, Herb. You're sitting down there in the audience making sounds at me. Hiya, Herb.
Fine, Art. How are you?
You're a southern fella, aren't you?
Definitely. Somerville, Tennessee. You know, that's way down south.
Yes, sir. That is a real deep south boy. And you just won a championship here this last year.
Well, that was last year, 49. Crowley, Louisiana.
What'd you win?
Well, the International Duck Calling Championship.
You have to really think like a duck, huh?
Well, you have to talk like a duck so the judges will think that you're talking like a duck. You don't call for the ducks, you just call for the judges.
Oh, I see. In other words, what do you have here in your pocket, sir?
Oh, you mean billfold or calls?
Which oh, the calls.
Oh, I got any kind of call you want.
Well, give me a duck call, the one that won the championship for
this
you.
This little thing right here?
Yeah.
I'm going to blow in it and see if it sounds anywhere in there like
looks
a duck.
Kind of like a little small pine cone.
Yeah, that's right. Let's call him in real close and shoot him. You wouldn't shoot a duck swimming on the water, would you, Art?
No.
You wait till he stops, huh?
You call him in and see what happens.
Okay.
I thought he laid an egg right there. Thank you.
Well, we hope that he does.
What other calls do you have with you today, Herb? You got a pocket full of stuff here.
Art, you know, I'm a Tennessean and I like to hunt, you know. I just hunt for game. And I have a gang of little calls, and I'd like to take you on a turkey hunt. That'd be all right with you.
Turkey hunt?
Turkey hunt.
All right.
You know, you find your turkeys all right down in the swamps or maybe around a deep bottom where there's beautiful oak trees in Tennessee and stuff like that. And when you start out hunting, there's a few things that you hear before you arrive to the scene, you know.
You
that
do.
Is like frogs and crows and hawks and stuff like
while
that.
You're walking through the bottoms.
Real early in the morning, see?
Uh-huh.
And you pass one of those little sloughs and you hear an old frog say, like that. He jumped off then. About that time you break a stick and that fox squirrel, he said, well, that's another squirrel running up the tree. See, I think.
Very
we
good.
We got to marry these up the tree.
What do we hear next?
And then all of a sudden, there's a fight between crows and hawks. You know, a crow is a hawk's enemy, so is a hawk a crow's enemy. And they fight together, among each other. And so I'm going to try to give you an idea of a Tennessee crow and hawk fight. Okay?
Right, let's go.
Well, I don't know who wins because I'm turkey hunting about this time.
Great.
And so, as the crows and the frogs and the squirrels, they have their field day. Of course, I'm looking for the turkey.
Yeah. What do you hear first?
Well, the hen turkey. You know, a hen turkey sounds to me kind of like it's calling your name, you know. Art, 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 like that, you know. And old hen turkey, she said, well, of course, that's the hen. We're not looking for her. We're looking for the gobbler. But I'm using this call to bring the hen in, to the gobbler in, because I know you'll call, see? So here's the hen calling the gobbler, and then the gobbler. That's all right. Here he is.
Just got a moment or two, Herb. What are you doing out here in Hollywood?
Well, I do exhibition shooting for Winchester Western Cartridge Company, Art, and I have the privilege of being out here as a technical advisor on the new picture of Winchester 73, starred by Jimmy Stewart, Steve McNally, Shelley Winters.
Well, what do you do, some of the trick shooting?
No, I do the shooting.
Jimmy
does the shooting, but I'm behind the camera doing the shooting. for this Winchester 73 for the picture.
They throw the coins up.
Shoot a hole through the coin, through the stamp, and through the target that you see in the picture, Winchester 73.
Well, good, Herb. I hope you've had a wonderful time, and thanks for bringing in the turkey. And for you, we're going to bring in a little prize for you. Here comes a sensational Corey automatic coffee brewer.
Well, thank you, Tennessee.
Go on, Herb.
Having withstood the test of time in your old mother's closet in Somerville, Tennessee.
And we still use that coffee maker, too, by the way. You know,
that's 41 years ago on the Art Linkletter Show.